Surah Yusuf, verses 80-93.
Amma ba'd, we are on page 341, 13th juz of the Quran, 10th ruku of Surah Yusuf, commencing at ayah number 80. In the previous section, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala described how Binyamin was retained and he was kept behind and detained in Egypt by Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. And at the end, how the brothers pleaded with him to try and secure his release. Continuing from there, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيًّا. So upon his flat refusal, we remember they tried to ask him to take one of us in place of Binyamin. Upon his flat refusal, when they despaired from trying to persuade him to return Binyamin to them, خَلَصُوا نَجِيًّا, they withdrew from that place. And conferring privately among themselves, they decided, what are we going to do about our situation now? The majority felt that the situation was beyond their control, and there was no blame upon them for the action of Binyamin, and so they should return home, tell the father what has happened. However, قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ, the eldest of them said to them, whilst you are very comfortable and content about returning home, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا, do you not realize أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ, do you not realize that your father has taken from you a solemn vow before Allah, that unless you are completely overwhelmed and overpowered, and in this case, we are not overwhelmed with no options left at all. The father said, I place you under a vow of Allah that you will return him to me unless you are overpowered. And we are not completely overpowered. So we cannot simply return without making an extra effort. وَمِنْ قَبْلُ مَا فَرَّطْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفَ, and you have previously failed in respect of Yusuf alayhi salam, and you have violated all the rights of your father. So he tried to bring about some shame and some sense of responsibility to them. فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضِ, as for me, so I shall never depart from this land, حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِي أَبِي, until my father permits me to return, أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي, or Allah provides a solution to this predicament for me. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ, for he is the best of judges. Perhaps he will provide a way for Binyamin's release and I could return with him, so leave me behind. That was the elder brother. Ayah 81. اِرْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيكُمْ, and return to your father. فَقُولُوا, and tell him, يَا أَبَانَا, O our father, إِنَّ ابْنَكَ سَرَقْ, your son Binyamin has committed theft, and so he has been arrested and detained. وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا, and we only testify to that which we know and which we have witnessed ourselves. He has committed theft. وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِينَ, and when we gave you our vow and promise, we could not have offered any assurance against the unforeseen. We had no idea what was going to happen in the future, that he committing theft and he would be arrested. Had we known, we would not have done so. Ayah 82, وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كُنَّا فِيهَا, and if you are not convinced about what we are saying, then inquire from the people of the city. وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةِ, ask the people of the city of Egypt where we were lodged. وَالْعِيرَ الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا, and the people of the caravan with whom we traveled. And this means that others from Canaan or its surrounding areas had also traveled with them to acquire grains and rations. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ, and be assured that we are really speaking the truth. So this is the instruction of the big brother to the rest of them. Ayah 83. So the brothers left the eldest one behind and they returned to Yaqub alayhi salam. When they related the events to him, Qala Yaqub alayhi salam, who was already suspicious of them because of the previous tragedy that he had suffered in respect of Yusuf alayhi salam, he rejected what they were saying and he said, Bal sawwalat lakum anfusukum amra. No, it cannot be that Binyamin has been arrested for theft. سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا, instead it is you who have contrived a story, like the first time. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ, so I will be patient. صَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ means without ever complaining about hardship, to anyone except Allah. So I will be patient without ever complaining about my hardship to anyone, as I resorted to patience previously. Asallahu an ya'tiyani bihim jami'a. I have hope that Allah returns all of them to me, Yusuf, Binyamin, and the eldest brother. Innahu huwal alim. For indeed he is all-knowing. He knows where everyone is and what condition they are in. And al-hakim, he is all-wise. When he intends that we be reunited, he will facilitate it. وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ. And after saying this, since he was filled with grief, تَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ, he turned away from them, and this grief renewed his grief over Yusuf alayhi salam. So he lamented, وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَى عَلَى يُوسُف. He said, ah, my sorrow upon Yusuf. And وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ, on account of persistent weeping, his eyes were white, went white with grief. His eyes went white means he lost his sight eventually. فَهُوَ كَظِيم, and he suppressed his anguish. Ayat 85, قَالُوا, the son said, تَاللَّهِ, by Allah, it seems as if تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُف, you will go on remembering Yusuf. Such a long time has passed, but you are still going to go on remembering Yusuf. حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَضًا, till your health is totally ruined. أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْهَالِكِينَ, or you perish eventually. Ayah 86, قَالَ, he replied, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, I only complain of my anguish and my sorrow to Allah alone, not to you. And وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and Allah has made things known to me which you have no knowledge of. Either he refers to his knowledge of the vast mercy and grace of Allah, or he is referring to the dream of Yusuf alayhi salam, which had not yet been fulfilled. So he still has hope, and he knows what they do not know. Ayah 87, Ya Bani, Idhabu, O my sons, whilst I do complain of my pain and suffering to Allah alone, and He is the one that facilitates all matters, we should also use the means at our disposal. So, Idhabu, go once more. Fatahassasu, go and seek news of Yusuf and his brother, find out. As for Yusuf, they had no news about him, but they knew where Binyamin was. So go and find out about Yusuf and his brother. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ, and never despair of Allah's mercy. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, none but those who disbelieve in him despair of his mercy. So they had no idea where Yusuf was, but they knew where Binyamin was, so they decided to go back to Egypt. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ, ayah 88, when his brothers entered upon him, قَالُوا, they decided, they said, يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزُ, O exalted one, مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الضُّرُّ, distress and hardship has afflicted us and our family. We are going through very, very tough times. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاءٍ, and we have only brought a meager sum. We cannot even purchase the full, we cannot even purchase the grain for what, for the amount that is required. فَأَوْفِلَنَا الْكَيْلِ, so give us a full measure. وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا, and be charitable to us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ, indeed Allah rewards the charitable ones. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it was time now to divulge, and Yusuf alayhi salam then asked, قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ, ayah 89, هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفْ, do you recall what you did to Yusuf وَأَخِيهِ, and his brother, when you were in your ignorance? So they realized that, what does this minister of Egypt have to know, to do what Yusuf alayhi salam? Such a long time has elapsed, and who is he to know anything about what we did with Yusuf? So they realized this must be Yusuf. قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ, because they knew the dream of Yusuf alayhi salam was not yet fulfilled. So they realized and they said, قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ, they asked, are you indeed Yusuf? قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ, he replied, I am Yusuf. وَهَذَا أَخِي, and this is my real brother Binyamin. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا, indeed Allah has been so gracious to us. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرُ, the reality is that Allah does not let the efforts of those who are conscious of Him and who remain patient go to waste. مَنْ يَتَّقِي, who has taqwa, وَيَصْبِرُ, and sabr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not let their efforts and their rewards go in waste or in vain. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ, the brothers said, by Allah, تَاللَّهِ, by Allah, لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا, most certainly Allah has raised you over us. وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ, and indeed we are the guilty ones. قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمْ, he said, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. There is no blame on you today. I do not blame you for what you did to me, what you have done. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. May Allah forgive you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And He is the most merciful of all those who show mercy. اِذْهَبُوا. Now they heard about, his father's condition. So he said to them, اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيصِ هَذَا. Return with this qamis of mine, this garment of mine. فألقوه على وجه أبي, and cast it upon the face of my father. يأتي بصيرا, his sight will be restored. وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين, then come to me with your entire family. So this is the summary of this ruku. We'll do tilawat of this inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيًّا. قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمِنْ قَبْلُ مَا فَرَّطْتُمْ في يوسف. فلن أبرح الأرض حتى يأذن لي أبي أو يحكم الله لي, وهو خير الحاكمين. ارجعوا إلى أبيكم فقولوا يا أبانا إن ابنك سرق وما شهدنا إلا بما علمنا وما كنا للغيب حافظين. واسأل القرية التي كنا فيها والعير التي أقبلنا فيها وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَا عَلَى يُوسُفَ وَبَيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفَ حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَضًا أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْهَالِكِينَ. قال إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. يا بني يذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. فلما دخلوا عليه قالوا يا أيها العزيز يا أيها العزيز مسنا وأهلنا الضر وجئنا ببضاعة مزجاة فأوفي لنا الكيل وتصدق علينا إن الله يجزي المتصدقين قال هل علمتم ما فعلتم بيوسف وأخيه إذ أنتم جاهلون قالوا أئنك لأنت يوسف قال أنا يوسف وهذا أخي قد من الله علينا إنه من يتق ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين قالوا تالله لقد آثرك الله علينا وإن كنا لخاطئين قال لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك